Actually, why don't you start, because I'm going to be throwing a bunch of New Testimonials up on the website, of just things that you've noticed that have helped you, that you learned from my class. And I'll just go in with all the class tapes for people.
Okay, sure.
So, go ahead.
So, Vitalzyme was one of the biggest ones for me. I noticed huge healing in my body. The reason that was so significant for me is because I had 250 moles on my body that I treated with black salve, and so I had a lot of scar tissue, and I still do, but I noticed the Vitalzyme is helping to heal it up a lot faster. And so one thing was Vitalzyme, another thing was the
personal ionizers from Ween.
Yeah, the Air Traveler. That was huge. When I travel a lot, I'm consultant, and so when I get on the plane, I used to always, my nose would run, I'd start to get sick.
Sure.
Every single time I wear this now, I don't travel without it. Absolutely love it. I also take it with me to work. I work in a large office setting where they recently put carpet and new paint and everything, and of course, you know, every time when I would walk in, my nose would start running, and now I wear it all the time. It's become sort of a joke in the group, you know, but other people borrow it when they're not feeling well, and within half an hour, usually, they feel better, and they're all amazed that it works.
Oh, yeah. And for people that aren't sitting here looking at it, this is the Ween 150 BB personal air ionizer. But.
Yeah. Real light and easy to travel with. Anyway, those two things have made a huge difference. The water pick you talked about in class, I mean, that was... It seems silly now that was such a big thing for me.
Well, but it is, yeah.
Because I thought I was brushing and flossing really well, then...
Well, you were brushing and flossing very well, but you weren't getting the stuff that the brushes and floss can't get to.
That's right. And I didn't realize it until you talked about the, you know, what you see in the sink when you try this, and I tried it for the first time, and I thought, wow, you know, we had one, and I just hadn't been using it. My husband is using it, and I...
Yep.
So anyway, I use that now, really like that.
One pick, Hydrofloss, whichever one anybody wants to use is good, yeah.
Yeah, they multiple ones work. Let's see.
And of course, the people that add the PerioScript product to it now have a whole bunch of antibacterial and antimicrobial herbs that are going in there, which makes it even better.
I love the PerioScript toothpaste. I've been using that now. My husband and I both. We like it better than the other things we tried.
Sure.
Very effective. Let's see. I'm thinking about my list. The yerba mate tea. I mean, that's been huge because I travel a lot to different time zones.
Sure.
I'm amazed. I mean, I drink that regularly when I get there, and I really don't have issues with the time zone, you know, with jet lag and stuff. I mean, obviously, my body's adjusting. It's actually worse when I come back because I'm going east most of the time, so it's worse when I... And it's
not... Go around the whole world. Just go west only.
Yeah, right. But that makes a huge difference, and it actually tastes good. I've been sharing that with other people, and they like it as well. You know, that's been great. I'm trying to think. The Biosil, you know, I mean, I realized that the real issue behind, you know, brittle hair and nails and skin and stuff is obviously, you know, you're toxic or you're malnourished, you know, it's
right.
The root of everything.
All things we're deficient in.
Yeah.
And for some people, the effects of chlorine from their shower or their pool, which is even worse.
Yeah.
Or the hot tub, yeah.
Yeah, but the Biosil has been great. We use that all the time. The Biryani olive oil, I mean, that's, you know, I love, now that I've read more, partly because of your class and how you've educated us about the olive oil and the scams of, you know, things that are, it's not really olive oil. A lot of people don't realize that. And so, you know, just knowing that I'm eating something fresh and local and healthier and supporting the local economy, I think is very useful.
Okay. And before you came to the class, you learned about black salve, either reading or on the internet or something or other, and you found one that worked and used it on. Go ahead and go into that a little bit.
Yeah, so the black salve, I had 250 moles. I was concerned for, well, actually what precipitated is I went to a doctor to get a regular checkup, showed her the moles. She said, you probably have a problem, but I'm not going to tell you about it. Go to a dermatologist. I didn't want to go to a dermatologist and be forced down a path that I wasn't willing to go down. So I thought, well, I don't really think there's a problem. I'll just put some black salve on it. And I knew, because family members had used black salve, I knew what to expect. I didn't expect what happened because I didn't expect that I was that toxic. I actually put it, all over my face and all over my neck, and that was...
Which is not the way Black Sabbath is usually used. Yeah. We start with one or two little areas that we're trying to treat.
Yeah, no, this is what not to do. I really didn't expect it to be a problem, and I didn't expect it to react at all, but I did it when on a weekend in the morning when my husband was asleep, and I just didn't expect anything to happen. He would have told me not to do it, I'm sure, but by the time he woke up, it was just, you know, it was really reacting all over my face. It was swelling up. It was just huge. And of course, we were scared, even though I knew what to expect, but I didn't expect that kind of reaction. And, of course, you know, we tried to wash it off. Too late. It's already started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't matter anymore.
Once it started, you can't stop it. Right. And so you got to be committed to seeing it through. Now, the good news was it was only, most of the things fell off between 6 to 8 days.
Pretty quick, okay.
That was very quick. And I think, in my case, I used a Black Sabbath DMSO, which we've talked about may not be the best thing for everybody.
Right.
It did work really, really efficiently for me. Because we had such a big reaction, and it was on my face, you know, we thought after those came off, we did probably, well, once we had the reaction like that, my husband said, well, let's just do, since we know it's going to happen, let's just do 50 at a time, or let's just do all of the front of your body first, because, you know, I knew this would impact my daily ability to function. So we did the whole front of my body all at once, which was 50 spots. I mean, again, what not to do? I was literally, you know, mostly bedridden. I wouldn't have been able to do this without my husband helping me. But,
right.
Yeah, 50 front. And then after those, you know, came out and started healing up, we did 50 on the back, which, you know.
What was the average size of these moles?
They were mostly all really small. I mean, there were some that were bigger, but they were.
Mostly what, eighth of an inch diameter, quarter of an inch diameter?
Well, I don't know, like, you know, maybe that size.
Okay, that's actually about 3/16 of an inch diameter.
Yeah, I mean,
and raised or flat?
We just did all of them because we thought, well, you know, if there's a problem.
Okay, so some were raised and some were flat with your skin. Okay.
There was a combination. Yeah, I mean, we just did all of them, and they weren't anything unusual particularly. It was just like we just decided, okay, if we're gonna get rid of them, let's just get rid of them.
And were you smoothing it over the skin, or were you just putting it on the mole?
Just putting it on.
Okay, so at least you're doing that part right.
Yeah. just a drop. I mean, just like a pin,
yeah.
The size of a pinhead. You know,
right.
That's the size. So
right.
Not much. But I had a huge reaction. So anyway, 50 on the front, approximately 50 on the front, 50 on the back, you know, 50 on the right side, 50 on the left side. So 4 major times, and then we went back and did some.
What did you do to hold it there? Because normally when you put Black Sab on, you put it on one particular area or cancer or mole or whatever, you put a little Band-Aid over it so it won't rub off on your clothing. Well, you can't do that when you're putting it on your entire front or back, and nobody's wrapping you up like a mummy. So what did you do after you put them on?
Actually, he did wrap me up like a mummy in some cases. But we used, you know, we went to the dollar store. Thank God for the dollar store, you know, because we got, you know, just boxes and boxes of bandages. And
okay.
We did a bandage on each one for the most part. In some cases, it was an awkward, you know, place or
did you have to take a picture of you with these Band-Aids all over you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got fully documented.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, fully documented, so... Anyway, so the whole process probably took almost a year to go through it, because we went through in rounds, you know, like...
And then you did it again. And
did
the
it
ones
again,
that were,
again.
Oh, you missed this one, or didn't totally get it, you do it again.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. And there were some that were really large, you know, or significant. You know, one was on my neck, and I'd had headaches all my life, and, you know, that was a huge one. I mean, that was...
a couple inches.
Yeah, okay. It was the size of, you know, 2 small lemons put together. I mean, really huge. And that's, again, what not to do. I mean,
right.
You're only supposed to do one little dot. But we thought, when we saw it reacting, actually what happened is we put just pin, you know, pin size on three or four moles that were in a group.
Right.
And then, but it was on my neck. And so even though we bandaged it, we couldn't keep it from smearing. So because it's on the neck, you know, it inevitably smeared. So when it smeared and it just totally reacted, we thought, whoa, we have gold here. Let's get rid of it. So we just painted it on. And so we had this, you know, huge thing that came out. It took about 12 days for that one to come out.
How large was the piece that came out of you?
Well, it was like I said, like 2 small lemons put together, you know, it was like end to end. I mean, it was big.
Yeah.
And it was scary because I, you know, I had to go back to work, and I was, luckily, thankfully it was in the winter, you know, so I was all wrapped up and I...
Sure. And of course, the doctor would have taken that and sent that down to the pathology lab to find out what it tested as, which, you know,
right.
Theoretically with Black Sab could have been dead tumor tissue.
Oh, yeah. Could have been all kinds of things. And I did keep them for a while. I took pictures of them. I measured them.
Oh, okay.
But then after a while, they smelled so bad. I mean, they were in they were in multiple layers of bags. But even still, the whole drawer that I had everything was just smelling so bad, I finally just tossed it.
You want to keep something like that, you have to freeze it.
Yeah, I should have done that.
Tell me what, keep human tissue, you have to freeze it. Otherwise, it's going to break out.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. So anyway, long story short, it took about a year. Finished, you know, all of them. I mean, the interesting thing was there were a couple, you know, on my backside, you know, there were areas that were always cold. And my husband was worried because there was, you know, there was something hard there.
You could feel it underneath
that. You could feel it underneath the skin. So, you know, we put black salve on those. You know, we probably did six different times through. And different things came out each time. And I still have one that came out most recently. It's hard. I mean, it's like I tried to cut it and I couldn't. I mean, it's like rock. And there were other ones that came out that were like rubber. I mean, rubber, and I couldn't cut it rubber. It was amazing. It was.
Sounds like a science fiction story that we're watching on TV with somebody writing a script rather than a real-life person talking about what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thankful that we knew about black salve because even though I never got them tested and I don't really know if it was cancerous,
right.
I have no doubt that it was serious. It was something serious.
Sure.
And it was lots of toxic stuff that I had been carrying for years.
How long had you had any of this stuff?
Well, I don't know. I had had moles since I was probably a teenager. I started noticing that I had a lot of moles, more moles than other people. But I didn't, you know, I'd ask people whenever I'd think of somebody that I'd see somebody that I thought might be able to answer.
Right.
Of course, the answer is,
I don't know.
doesn't mean anything, you know.
Right.
There's no. But then the more I learned about health and the more I started to understand about toxicity and how the, you know, moles are typically usually a marker.
Can be, yeah.
Can be a marker, you know, for something. Tags, skin tags are often an indication of something below the surface, almost like a iceberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, skin tags, they now, I wonder if they now know or a lot of people have found, are pre-diabetic. That people who have sugar dysregulation are eating much more than their body can handle of starches and sugars, and of course that's basically the population of North America, are more likely to get skin tags as the dysregulation gets worse. So you'll see more of them apparently on diabetics.
Well, see, and that's that. The interesting thing was all this was combined with me realizing that I have a problem with my pancreas, and that it was that the headaches were connected with what I ate, and they were connected with enzymes.
Sure.
So for a period of the last 10 years, I've been on this journey to try to figure out why I got the headaches and how to stop them. And, of course, my husband's watching me what I eat and noticing that I like sweet things and saying, well, just don't eat anything sweet or anything, you know, and all the stuff you're not supposed to eat, right? White flour and sugar and sweets, chocolate, you know, I used to be addicted to chocolate. So all these things over a period of years, you know, I'm sure it just added up, and so it made it worse.
Oh, sure.
But for me, the big thing was learning about enzymes. About probably 2.5 years ago now, I learned about enzymes, how important that was. So I take digestive enzymes every day with my meals, and that's made a huge difference for minimizing the headaches. Well, that was what I did before the black salve. I mean, that was big, taking HCL, hydrochloric acid, you know, with heavier meals. That helped as well. And then the black salve was just sort of the final thing. I mean, I realized the toxicity. That was just a way to get rid of a lot of it all at once. You know, again, not for everybody, not for the faint-hearted. Certainly, if my husband wouldn't have been so supportive in helping me along the way, and for most people, it would have freaked him out. I mean, all these things all over my body, and then, of course, staying home for, you know, long periods of time and nobody seeing me.
Right.
Because I think it would have just freaked him out, you know. So it was for the best.
How did you find my class?
Actually, one of the reasons we moved to San Diego... We wanted to move to La Mesa. I mean, this sounds bizarre, but we found you online originally through Kevin Gianni, Renegade Health Show,
sure.
And I heard you interviewed. I want to say it was on one of the cancer, something about cancer,
sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then when we were thinking about moving to San Diego, we looked up Price Pottinger. We looked, you know, and we came across your name. We came across Price Pottinger and said, wow, that's really close to where we were thinking about moving. That's another good reason to move there. So when we had a chance, you know, next, we took your class, and that was just life-changing. I mean, absolutely life-changing. You wouldn't know this when you first met me, but I was still going through all the black salve stuff.
Okay.
And I was really weak, and I was, you know, I was literally having a hard time. You know, I would sit next at the edge, you know, and I would have to lean my head against the bookshelf while you were talking because I was so weak because I was going through all this black salve and detox.
Sure.
Now, in addition to all the black salve stuff that I was going, and I was doing, I would try to do, you know, 4 to 12 at a time when I was doing them the second or third or fourth time because, you know, when you're going through that, you might as well just get it done. I mean, people say do them one at a time, but if I would have done it one at a time, I would be doing them for the next 65 years.
Right.
And I knew that wasn't going to work for me. I wanted to get them, you know, get rid of it. So anyway, in addition to the black salve,
the only thing I would change is I would have somebody do one the first time, see what it does. Then do 3 or 4, see what it does, and then decide how many they want to do, rather than doing 40 or 50 all at once the first time.
Right.
And going, oh shit, I'm never going to do this again.
Yeah, not for everybody, but, you know, I figured let's just, my husband and I both agreed, let's just get it done. Just get through it. And in addition to that, you know, we're doing coffee enemas, doing...
Right, that makes a huge difference.
So coffee enemas, I mean, I was doing that, during the first, when we first got started, we weren't doing coffee enemas. We tried a bunch of different things, went through the raw food diet, a bunch of different things to try to help. But as we got through the process, then we started on the coffee enemas. Also did the baths. So we're doing coffee enemas in a bath with hydrogen peroxide and Epsom salt.
Okay.
And that was, you know, also to clean the water and keep it in case you leak and things like that. But anyway, there was a process in doing clay masks, you know, on the face and neck and on these areas that need some extra help in detoxing. So sort of it's what David Wolf calls layering,
right.
I think, something like that. Trying to do as many things as you can all at once.
David Wolf wants people to eat a vegan diet.
Right. So talking about a vegan diet, you know, I had been on a vegan diet, and I had been trying that, but I was very weak and very thin. And, of course, I didn't mind that. I thought I looked better, you know. But I wasn't healing as fast. So when I got to your class and you started talking about, you know, the animal-based stuff, I'll tell you, I was very skeptical. My husband and I both were. And
sure.
I'm still trying to find the balance.
It's okay.
What's the right balance? I've been eating a lot more animal protein. I've gained a little bit more weight than I'd like.
Right.
As a result.
You look fine to me.
Thanks. So, but the animal, you know, I'm still not sure if everybody needs
as much animal protein.
Sure. But certainly, you know, reading the studies and experiencing it myself, I noticed it made a big difference. You know, I noticed that I'm doing raw eggs in smoothies, doing raw egg yolk anyway.
Yeah.
You know, doing raw milk, you know, or organic and raw stuff as much as possible in terms of dairy.
Sure.
And I'm still vegetarian, so I'm not going for meat. I know we've talked about that.
Yeah.
That could be an issue, but I'm just not willing to go to meat
at
this point. But it's still just the animal protein alone.
Well, yeah, your body's saying, thank you for all the animal protein you're bringing in. If it doesn't happen to be red meat, I'll use this other stuff.
And finally, you and a friend, you know, talked me into the fish oil.
Right.
And the fish oil, you know, I noticed that made a big difference. I started, you know, I don't know. It's hard to put your finger on exactly what you're doing.
Right.
That makes a big difference, but I did notice that around the time when I started taking the fish oil, I noticed my skin, you know, healing even faster.
Skin heals so much faster with adequate fish oils, absolutely.
Yeah.
And circulation is better, and the permeability of every cell in your body is better, so everything else you're taking gets in better, and every poison you want out gets out better.
So the diet, you know, the diet's been an important part of the healing. I'm still healing. I'm not completely done, but I noticed that I'm getting there faster. You know, I think we talked a little bit about Vitalzyme.
Yeah.
That continues to make a huge difference. You know, first I thought, wow, that's so expensive. I remember we had a conversation about, well, this or this, and you said something like, well, you need, you know, it's like you need both. You need do you want to have water or air? I mean, you kind of need both. So, you know, we've figured out a way to get some, and I noticed that the difference has been incredible. And so I'm just so grateful for your class. I'm thankful for what you do. I'm thankful for the difference that it's made in our lives. We're happy to, you know, buy products from you and support what you do because I think it's made such a life-changing difference for us. I'm sure that it makes a huge difference for other people. So thank you.
And you know, I don't care where people buy the products. I just want them to know which ones are the right ones so they don't go to the store and buy something that doesn't work and say this stuff doesn't work.
Well, that saved me so much money. I mean, the fact that you've already done the research on a lot of these things, it saved me money, and I'm sure a lot of other people, because you can waste a lot of money, and I have.
Easily.
Wasted a lot of money on products that are, you know, not effective and not useful. And what I like about your approach is that you do explain it. Well, here's what I did, and here's how I came to this, and it's very clear that you do your research, and that you have tried other things, and it's not like you're just favoring, you know, one particular
source. I'll keep looking.
I really appreciate that, and it's a very valuable resource for the whole community, and like I said, I'm glad we moved here. And when we talk about all the blessings that we have as a result of moving to this area, you know, your name always comes up. We're grateful that we were able to take your class. I continue to learn from you, continue to heal, you know, as a result of your advice and the products. I can just say thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.